Yeah, let's welcome our next presenter, Stephen Garrison. Yeah, he's the professor.
No, I am not Stephen Garrison. I'm actually Thomas Orton. Steve is my colleague. That's okay. All right, and Steve is the guy who talked me into doing this, and so we worked together, and also with another co-author, Dan Ward, who ran the statistics. Okay. So asparagus is another monocot. We started with a monocot the first session. Asparagus is a perennial that's typically regenerates itself every year. It's sort of a temperate perennial that regenerates itself from a crown that is long-lived in the ground. And the standard harvest for asparagus is a clear cut. You go through, and as the shoots emerge from the ground, they're removed and sold directly as a product. And this process can only go on for so long because, as a perennial, the plant must regenerate itself. And typically it's about 6 weeks, the standard harvest. So after that six-week period, the harvest ends. The remaining shoots formulate the canopy. The canopy photosynthesizes and regenerates the energy in the crown for the ensuing years. So this is a relatively short season. Here's the cursor here. So this is a typical standard harvest. And what we see here in this graph is the some market prices over time. And this happens to be FOB Philadelphia. For standard size, there's different sizes of spears. And so you see during the period, at least in New Jersey and most of the East Coast, the market declines because supply begins to increase over that harvest period. Subsequent to the end of the harvest, we see that the prices stabilize and even in most years increase. And so it would be a great idea or a great possibility if we could lengthen the season and take advantage of those markets. And one thing that we can do to capitalize on this is a different type of harvesting strategy called mother stalk. And mother stalk has been employed in a number of different perennial crops. Things like bamboo have a phenomenon known as relative apical dominance, where the number of shoots that constitute the canopy relates to the number of new shoots that appear from the crown. So you see these shoots here that are coming up, and the number of shoots that have already matured to form the canopy. There's a feedback mechanism. The more shoots that elongate to form the canopy, the fewer shoots actually emerge from the ground. Okay? So this is there are different cultivars have different ratios. So this is a genetic sort of a feature of asparagus. There are low and high dominance genotypes. And so what we wanted to do was, in formulating this experiment to test this method, was to pick a number of shoots that would be do two things. First of all, maximize shoot yield, and also minimize the prospect that the crown was going to suffer as a consequence of not getting adequate photosynthates from the canopy. And so the number that we chose was three. And this is backed up by research from other groups that I won't cite. But so that was the rationale for choosing three shoots. All right, so the mother stalk harvesting method, what is it? I'll just describe it quickly. In our hands, it was allow three vigorous shoots to elongate, constitute the canopy. All right, so three shoots elongate. After that, harvest all subsequent shoots that appear. Periodically, one of these shoots, these mature shoots, will die. It didn't happen very often in our experiment, but if it did, you allow another vigorous shoot to replace it as quickly as possible. The canopy has to be staked to stabilize it. With only three stalks per crown, the canopy is much less stable than a canopy that's formulated or consists of many different shoots. Irrigation has to be applied to make sure that there's a consistency of moisture. If asparagus is very susceptible to dry conditions, it goes dormant. And so we want to maintain outside with no dormancy. And harvests must continue, even though if the yields are low or the market is bad, you have to continue. Because obviously you have to maintain just three shoots. If you allow the number of shoots to increase, the yield drops. There's additional cost related to the mother stock method. Staking, the materials and labor for staking. Irrigation, the materials and labor for installing and operating the irrigation system. Fertilizers need to be supplied while the plant is still actively growing and producing new shoots. There's additional pest and disease management, not necessary if you're just having a canopy that's regenerating to make sure that the new shoots aren't diseased or damaged. Harvest labor is more expensive because it's inefficient. The harvest is much more inefficient than a clear cut. And to illustrate that, if you look, this is a typical mother stock field, and the harvester has to kind of claw through that foliage to get to the spears that are emerging at the base. So you see the additional cost associated with the staking and the irrigation, but you can also imagine that the harvesting is much less efficient. All right, so the questions we asked, how much can we extend the season? What's the overall yield compared to standard harvest of a mother stock harvest? Are other quality parameters of the spears affected, the size or other quality parameters? What are the effects of mother stock harvesting on long-term crown viability? Are there other unforeseen problems, things like pest and disease susceptibility that are affected? And does the overall market value offset additional labor and material costs associated with doing it? Okay. All right, so the experiment, this is a fairly long and detailed experiment. There were five different harvesting methods, including two different forms of mother stock and a standard harvest. I'll talk a little bit more about those in just a second, so you have an idea for what those were. Three different varieties. Now, Dr. Garrison was an asparagus breeder. He's retired now for 30 years at Rutgers. And these NJ880, NJ982, they're related to the Jersey Centennial, Jersey Giant series, if you're familiar with asparagus. This third one, NJ1191, is a purple tetraploid. Okay? So it's quite different. And this was chosen to sort of span a range of different genotypes that were distinct. They're all male hybrids. Okay? So this is a strenuous experiment. So for many years, every day you have to harvest, accumulate the harvest, and then after 1 week, weigh the harvest and record. Fortunately, we had one experienced grader for the entire experiment, and it was a long experiment, as you see from the timeline. And just other aspects that will be in the abstract, 30-foot plots, 8-inch crown spacing. This was done at the Rutgers Agriculture Research and Extension Center in South Jersey, about 100 miles south of the main campus in New Brunswick, for those of you familiar with New Jersey. Four replications, and done for 3 years, and then it was followed by a standard harvest at the end to gauge, you know, what the effects were on crown viability. Drip irrigation was employed from roughly June 1 to September 15th, with both water and regular fertigations. And staked with two tiers of twine. So this is what the field looked like. So this is a randomized complete block split plot design. So the green rows there that you're, the plots that you see there are border rows. Okay? All right, so this is the harvesting methods just sort of graphically, so you can kind of see this is standard harvest, and so there's a 6-week harvest, and then the harvest is ended, followed by growth of the canopy. With mother stock, the harvest and growth are contiguous, and so we have three stalks that are photosynthesizing and feeding the crown while we're harvesting all the new spears that are coming up. All right? This is the third one I wanted to mention is what we call hybrid method, which was 2 weeks of clear cut and then switched to mother stock. This is a variation on the mother stock theme. The other two treatments we won't talk about too much. Extended harvest, what happens to the crown viability if you extend the harvest past 6 weeks, or in some southern states, to hit that late market, we flip-flop the season and actually do the harvest later in the season. So there's the three varieties, the two green ones, 880, 982, and then the purple tetraploid. The purple tetraploid was much more robust, very, very much larger girth on the spears. So here's the experiment. Like I said, it's very rigorous. We started in 2009. That's 10 minutes? Okay. I'm doing okay. I'll be all right. So we generated our own crowns, planted them in 2011, started harvesting with a light harvest in 2012. The experiment started in 2013. Now, in 2014, we had a catastrophic hailstorm. Catastrophic hailstorm that we had to end the season. And so we picked it up the following year, and so we had season 2A in 15 and 16. So the experiment took a year longer than we'd hoped. All right, so a couple of pictures of what it looked like. The field, that's a clear-cut harvest. In the foreground is a mother stalk starting to be developed, and just beyond it is a plot that was a clear-cut plot, a standard harvest. And you see at the base, this is the purple. You can see the base of the shoots, new shoots appearing from the soil. So results-wise, this one graph of hundreds of different graphs that were developed from this, a massive data set, but for any variety in any particular year, the graph generally looked like this, that the standard harvest reached a certain level. Here's the mother stock and the hybrid right here, these two, and the yield per week was lower, but ultimately they ended up at the end of the season with a higher yield than the standard harvesting technique. Here's the clear cut, and that was ended up not being very suitable to our conditions. And different years had different overall yields. This is a comparison of 2013 and 2015. 2014 lost to the hailstorm. And this is just a comparison of the in one variety, the hybrid versus the mother stock, to see that there were different between those 2 years. So I'm just going to focus on 1 year, 2016, the last year. And this was we ran on SAS the data set for 2016. Here's an ANOVA showing that the three fixed effects, the variety method and the interaction variety method were all significant for that year. Earlier years, sometimes the interaction term was not significant, but it was for 2016. All right, when you grouped all varieties for 2016, the extended season and hybrid had the highest yield. Were significantly higher than mother stock, which was significantly higher than standard in late season. Okay? And this, you can see the range here. In all cases, the hybrid had a higher augmentation over the standard than the mother stock. So the hybrid was preferred from the standpoint of getting higher yields. But did it have some negative impact on crown viability was the big question. So at the end of the experiment, we standard harvested everything and looked at the results, and it depended on variety, whether there was an effect of the harvesting method on crown viability. So this is one of the green varieties, and you can see quite a spread, late season being very low versus the standard, which was the highest, and the mother stock looked like there was a slight cost to the crown of doing those. The statistics haven't been run on this yet. So this is, whereas the purple variety had no effect. So this purple variety was much more robust and had no effect. So the conclusions, so the mother stock and hybrid had higher yield than the standard harvest for all varieties in years. The hybrid system had higher yields than the straight mother stock. Different genotypes all responded differently. Slightly differently. The mother stock and hybrid system seem to be slightly deleterious as compared to the standard harvest, but we haven't run the statistics. So we can extend the season using mother stock from 6 to 7 weeks all the way up to as high as 23 weeks. We can get higher yields. As high as with the hybrid, as high as 70% higher yields with over the standard, and as high as 65% more with straight mother stock. We didn't really see any difference in spear quality or size, but we're still running the statistics. It wasn't noticeable. Any effects on long-term crown vitality, it depended on variety. And once again, we're still running statistics on that. Does mother stock influence other? We didn't see any effects on things like disease resistance. And we're in the process of also trying to analyze the economics of it. But it looks at this point that it's very close, and we would recommend it for mostly for small and direct market growers.